Hey everybody, my name is John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching and teaching related that I record on my drive home from work. Let's get to it. So a bit about me to get started. My name is John Meehan. I work as an instructional coach at Bishop O'Connell High School in Arlington, Virginia. It's a private Catholic school just outside of Washington, D.C. I've been teaching now. I just finished my 8th year of teaching, and I work primarily in the high school level. I started as an English teacher. I worked in English classrooms from 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th, and 12th at a bunch of different schools. And now I find myself, I teach two sections of American literature, and I do this instructional coaching gig kind of behind the scenes. So I figured today I would dedicate the podcast to talking about what instructional coaching is and maybe some of the challenges or some of the cool things that my job presents me the opportunity to do. So I am an instructional coach. It is a strictly observational, non-evaluative role. For those who don't know or may not know about instructional coaching, it pretty much is like being a personal trainer for teachers. So if you're running a marathon, for example, it's a totally different workout than if you're trying to like put on a bunch of muscle mass for like a lifting competition. And so just like you can go to the gym and your personal trainer would have a different workout for you based on the work that you want to build for yourself, that's kind of how it works with an instructional coach. So teachers see me and they say what they're interested in or what they're working on. The teacher always sets the pace or the kind of tenor of what we want to talk about. There's a really cool protocol for that. We basically just, as they come in, I say, hey, given that our time is limited, what do you want to talk about? And I just sort of follow from there. So for some people, it's like classroom management issues. For others, it could be content issues or sort of things related to learning new things about a curriculum, developing curriculum, writing curriculum, things they want to incorporate into their classroom. For others still, it's tech integration, 21st century, like we're a BYOD school, bring your own device, or like one-to-one cool apps and stuff like that. And for others, it's really just sort of the day-to-day grind that is teaching, right? You know, I mean, we're social and emotional creatures. Our school's mission statement says that we educate the whole person, and the whole child initiative is very, very real. We talk about trauma-informed classrooms and bullying and mental health, and that's very real. So to give people that outlet, everything that we do as instructional coaches is strictly observational, non-evaluative, so you never get like dinged or points off for working with us. And the work that we do as instructional coaches is likewise confidential, which is super cool because it allows teachers that sort of safe space that they can say, hey, look, here's something I'm struggling with or I'm working on. It could be like, hey, I'm having trouble getting grades in the book for students, or I'm having trouble getting so-and-so to behave. But we're never there to discipline them. We're just there to kind of shepherd and work alongside with. And everything we do remains confidential, so they don't ever have to fear for their jobs when they open up and say, these are the things that they're working on. We want to model that same sort of transparency and that honesty in our work as we're asking of our students. And so to tell somebody, look, if you're struggling, talk about it. But we don't want you to feel that you're going to get in trouble for having opened up to us. So as I work with teachers, and I work with, we have a faculty of 98. I work pretty closely with about 35 teachers through the building in a given month, which is a lot. There's different size coaching programs that do different things. But for us, that's the number we kind of just settled on and how it kind of worked out. But it's totally opt-in. And what we find in our research in-house is that people tend to like it. The people who have the highest job satisfaction at our school, according to anonymous year-end surveys, and we've now had the same survey set for 3 years, statistically, there's a strong correlation between those who take part in instructional coaching, this job-embedded kind of like one-on-one help, and those who feel like they really love the place they work, which is super cool. The model we use is called the partnership approach, and it was developed and implemented, there's a lot of research on it, by Dr. Jim Knight, who's based out of the University of Kansas Coaching Project. I had the chance to spend a summer PD, like a week training down there about like what this all looks like and how it kind of executes in a classroom. And Dr. Knight is awesome, but he's done a bunch of research about how the work of instructional coaching differs from traditional professional development. We find that traditional job-embedded PD usually consists of, at the end of the day, you have a meeting. And there's a lot of research to suggest that most teachers have been exposed to something like that, and almost all of them say that it's not really effective. In fact, the yield rate that we see is about 5% over time. 5% of teachers say that what they got out of there ever actually makes its way into a classroom. It's that large meeting. I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm sure you're a teacher, you're in education. It's that large group sit and get kind of model where we all kind of get bored by the same information and it's death by PowerPoint. And it's tough too because we're talking about 21st century college and career readiness. We want to get our students to be familiar with new styles of instruction and pedagogy and projects and participation and self-guided learning. So much of what the internet has to offer is really just at your own pace. You got to click through stuff. And so it's sort of antithetical to give old school presentations about how to do new school presentation, if that makes any sense. And so, like, it's interesting that the data bears out that it's like a 5% efficacy rate. But then switching to this job-embedded instructional coaching model, where you meet one-on-one with these teachers who tell you what they want to work on and you follow up one-on-one like a coach, those numbers are actually really, really good. Dr. Knight's research suggests it's about 85% of what is done there makes its way into classrooms. Teachers tend to find it's more like personalized, and they feel like it's more focused. So I think that's really awesome. It's a nice validation of the work that we do. So much of the time as a teacher, you know, you don't get to see the fruits of what you kind of plant in the classroom. And so to get that validation from teachers who say, hey, it really does matter, and the work that we're doing one-on-one, I hear a question on Monday, I ask that question with you on Tuesday, we go through it and develop and resource plan, or we do some research, or we do some brainstorming, or curriculum putting together on Thursday. And I can put it in my classroom on Friday or as early as the following Monday and feel that there's real results. It's very affirming, so I'm glad to see it. So yeah, that's my job. I love it. Like I said, I also teach American literature. I have two sections of that, and I'll get into that in other podcasts down the line. I'm a big believer in the student-centered classroom and the idea that making kids do the work, but not just sort of by telling them they have to do it, but sort of inspiring them to do it. I think the philosophy I espouse, and I put it on my course syllabus every year, as I say, your favorite class is the one that you like the most. Your best class is where you learn the most. If we do our jobs right, this class will be both of those things. And I'm really proud to say that, like, again, my year-end data, my survey stuffs, tends to bear that out. Kids tend to work really, really hard in my class. But I do a lot of things that focus on that student-centered classroom model and that engagement that they don't realize that they're doing so much work, and they say that they really enjoy the work along the way, which feels great. Like, if you love your job, you never feel like it's work, right? So, yeah, that's this podcast, and you'll get a lot of these as I kind of bounce back and forth in my long commute. Like I said, I live in D.C. or the outside of it, so I'm always spending a lot of time in the car listening to podcasts, and these great teaching podcasts are usually bite-sized, so maybe you can do the same and follow up, and I don't know, we can talk further. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at MeehanEDU. That's M as in Mary, E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, and EDU like teaching. I'm John. I would love to catch up. I tell everybody I have no life and no friends, and I just do this teaching stuff all the time. But the truth is, I think my best friends are teachers. My wife's a teacher. I love the work that we do. My mom's a teacher. My mother-in-law is a teacher. I live for this stuff, and I'm so excited to see ways that we can do it better. And so I figured I'd tell a little bit about me on this first podcast. Would love to hear a little bit more about who you are. Feel free to tweet at me and ideas or topics or things you might want to talk about in future episodes. If you hear my blinker right there, that means I'm at the 10-minute mark because I am making my ride home. Thanks, guys, and we'll catch you next time.